Welcome to Conversations on the Go's first episode. Today's episode, we discuss what this podcast is all about and share the vision of what Sent Ones International Ministries is. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on wherever you're listening into. We would love to hear from you. Now let's join in on the conversation.
Welcome. I'm Apostle Steve Tull with Sent Ones Ministries International. This is Lee Cox. He's also with Sent Ones. He's our Director of Communications. And this is our first podcast. So welcome to Conversations on the Go. So today we're going to, you know, we're kind of launching this. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what is Conversations on the Go. Why are we doing a podcast? What's our ministry about? Just kind of getting you, giving you a 411 or just a look inside of what, you know, what we're doing and what, you know, what we believe God's saying in this, in these days. And so hopefully, as we do these podcasts, we'll have conversations with other people that are other ministries, other ministers, and even people that we know that are, you know, disciples, just friends, anything like that. We're just looking for, you know, the idea is to have conversations about that, you know, as we say, on the go, what is that about? And so for me, when I say the go, I mean, I love every part of going. I do missions. I spend, you know, about 3 months of the year. I, you know, over the past few years, I've spent about 3 months a year, we call it the COVID lockdown that kind of has stopped a lot of that, the go for many of us, but it stopped but the go isn't all about just missions. Mm-hmm. It's not about just going internationally or any of that. The go is, for instance, you know, wherever you work in the marketplace, that could be your go. That is your, you know, your sphere of influence. That's one of the things that we'll talk about. And even while we're doing that, like Lee, what is some of the things when you think of conversations on the go, what is some of that to you?
I think it also, you look at the Bible, it's like everyday interactions with people, you know, in that moment, what are you talking about? What are you having a conversation about? You know, a lot of times where I ask how someone is doing, you know, how their day is going, you know, you can tell where they are at in their life, you know, because certain different things that they're going through might be affecting them, that kind of thing. And you understand where they are emotionally, spiritually. And then that's where that creates opportunities to share the gospel, to share about Jesus, to share about how much more life he has for them, you know.
Amen. That's good. Yeah. And that's the other part is sometimes, you know, there's many of you that I know that because of social media these days, there's people that do blogs. Mm-hmm. I have spiritual sons and daughters, some that even, you know, that I know that they reach out to people through, they use their WhatsApp. They use those. They try to send encouraging things, you know, to build up hope and for people. Because so, in today's society, so many people are struggling with, you know, hope or, you know, with discouragement, despair, just struggling with a lot of things and not sure exactly, you know, what's going on. And so a lot of times, like Lee was saying, you know, just by asking someone how they're doing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you do that face to face is one of the best ways. But there are ways. Even part of this is just like this. We can encourage and speak to others the same way. Through a text message, you can send a message to someone that you're just thinking of that morning. You send them a message. Just say, hey, I was praying for you today. I was thinking about you. It really lifts them up. Mm-hmm. And these are the things, again, that's part of the go. You say, you know, you, it says go into all the world, but how you get there, how you do it is so many different ways. Nowadays with Zoom and with social media, you can use that to positively impact people just as easily as you can use it to impact them negatively. And I think one of the things that we want to be able to do is not only that, to talk about that, but talk about some of the different ways. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that's some of the different, you know, sometimes the conversation on the go might be about difficult things, you know. Sometimes it might be about encouraging things. How is, you know, we just recently partnered with several ministries doing a, you know, the All Nations Coalition did a whole thing on PR 180. Mm-hmm. Where for 180 days, and we met so many people on Zoom that we would it for many nations, and it was amazing. And we still have those relationships because of that. And now we're trying to think of how we can continue to do those kind of things, you know, to create a platform where you can have a conversation, where you can, you know, so the go can be, you know, it said that, you know, one of the scriptures I always talk about is our testimony. Mm-hmm. It says that we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's the part of in your daily activity, your daily life. That's where you get to share with someone, because they, especially the more time you spend with someone in relationship, the more they see how you are. They see how you deal with difficult situations. They see that when you ask how they're doing, that it's genuine, that it's not just words. And like Lee was saying, you get an opportunity to share because you've spent time with them. And I think that's really what's so valuable in these times, that we understand that the go is the minute you go outside the door, the minute you, mm-hmm. when you get home, you're also that same encouragement to our families and to our friends and, you know, just coworkers. There's so many ways that the go isn't just about, you know, missions. Mm-hmm. It's about everyday life and every circumstance. So that's kind of what we're talking about. So when we created, you know, this had this vision for conversations on the go, it was about that very thing, that one, we love the go, but how are we going to do that as disciples mm-hmm. every day? Do you get up and go out with the intention of, hey, God, how can you use me today to make a difference in somebody's mm-hmm. life? How can you use me to bring hope or just be a light in a place where things are so dark in these times? And so that's a brief description mm-hmm. of what we were thinking when we've been talking about conversations on the go. And so, you know, we're going to start off probably doing it maybe once a month mm-hmm. until we can figure out and get some people scheduled and some people that we want to talk about. We're going to find out some conversations that we want to have mm-hmm. that sometimes those conversations, maybe it'll be two or three people will connect with, you know, because of social media, we can have conversations with, have an interaction with other people talking about actual real issues, real concerns that, you know, for us that on a daily basis that, you know, that we struggle with, because we have, ministry in, you know, especially in Rwanda, we have quite a bit of ministry in Rwanda that we can talk about how they're affected there, what's happening there. But we also have, you know, and even here we have different states that we deal with. And so we would just like to be able to just bring you conversations mm-hmm. that will hopefully will inspire us, encourage us, and maybe sometimes correct us, mm-hmm. put us in the right frame of mind or, you know, help us. Sometimes we just have to reposition ourselves. So that was one of the things that, you know, it's been on our heart for the last, probably the last year or so, but it just took us this much time to really just sit down and said, let's stop talking about it mm-hmm. and let's just start doing it. Because it's very new to me, Lee and I, we've never done this before. So, you know, if it sounds like we're rambling, we might be, but the idea is to get that we would get you engaged mm-hmm. and that we hope that what we're saying gets you excited about what God's doing. And if you have some ideas or about conversations you'd like to have that, you know, as far as how do you, you know, daily disciple, how do you encourage people? How do you, you know, without worry about rejection, worry about, oh, there's so many different things that could come up. So going forward, that's what we're hoping to do. So, you know, like I said, so we hope you'll look forward to hearing this. Looking forward to, like I said, you'll be able to listen to this. I think Lee's got some, he'll kind of explain where all, I guess you can listen to this. I'm pretty new at all of this, so I'm pretty excited. At the same time, a little clueless. So how is it going to work now?
So you'll be able to find the podcast on every, wherever you listen to your podcasts, actually. So we'll be on Spotify. You can look us up on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and any of your favorite apps that you listen to podcasts to. So we'll do one episode a month. That's what we're planning to do, and we'll just see how it goes, how this, you know, matures. And I think to start off, I think it needs to be said that, you know, we were made to have a relationship with God, and to have a relationship with God has to be a conversation between us and Him, and because He always wants to communicate to us and through us. And so if we're not having a dialogue with God, then that relationship, there's a disconnect there. Mm-hmm. And so, because, you know, when we pray, we're not praying just one way. You know, prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue, right, we like to say. And so there is a give and take there. And so we were created to speak. We were created to also listen. And so, you know, we have two ears and not two mouths because we're supposed to listen twice as much as we speak. But there's power in what we say. And there's power when we listen to what God is saying and then live that out.
Amen. And especially with, and that's the idea, and we learn from each other. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we are often saying in a lot of our workshops, our trainings, or over the years in ministry, and we it's common to use the phrase that that many of the things of God are caught, not mm-hmm. taught. So it's in conversations with leaders, or in just in conversations with people, you catch something mm-hmm. that they say that your spirit gets ignited. And that's what we really believe that in this time we want to do. We want you to catch something mm-hmm. that inspires you. You know, we always say, you know, to fan that flame, you know, that's what, you know, Timothy said, fan the flame that's in you. And sometimes we do that by these type of things, by having these conversations. And so we're, like I said, we're excited about the conversations, and some of them, you know, just to see where they're going. And I know as far as our ministry, you know, Sent Ones, we're in the process of even, you know, the last 2 years has had everybody, I think, changing, or mm-hmm. maybe not changing isn't a good word, but definitely transitioning mm-hmm. and through, you know, like some people waiting to, you know, for it to go back to normal. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're more about, this is a new normal. Yeah. How are we going to adapt to the way that things are? Some of the things that we've learned during this time, I say the fact we wouldn't have probably known this, you know, done this podcast mm-hmm. as easy if it wasn't for the way they've just, you know, they've opened up and made things so much easier to do these things
yeah.
that we can do that together. But we can also, you know, we can work, you know, we can bring nations together in conversations, and we've done it on Zoom many times, you know, and that's incredible. So at the same time where I long for the day to get back to when groups can meet, because I think that's wonderful when we can get together, and, you know, because I love to pray for people, hug people, talk to people one-on-one, that way is so much more powerful. But at the same time, well, we don't want to lose the fact that there are people that we can reach that we wouldn't have before. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole idea behind the podcast that, you know, and the other thing is, I think we're talking about, as you know, the conversations on the go, often in ministry, I'm often quoting that, you know, that it's as you go. He said, as you go, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, cleanse lepers. It's in the going, you know, that's about that taking action. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing like when we're talking about a podcast, often you're in your car listening because you're on the go, you're going somewhere. So if we can inspire you while you're there, and then maybe you get out of your car or you get off the bus or you get wherever you're going, more motivated or, you know, even activated to do something that you might not have done that day. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it even something in our conversation triggers and gives you confirmation of what God already did tell you to do that day. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the things that we're talking about. And like I said, and if you have a topic or something that you'd like us to, you know, talk about, then that could be something as well. Like I said, because this is about conversations, and especially around, you know, in the first part, it's probably the only people that are listening to us is people we know because we're telling them. So hopefully you're the ones that are also saying, hey, we'd like to do this or like to do that. Or if you'd be interested in having a conversation with us on the podcast, mm-hmm. we would like that as well. So again, these are all things that, you know, we're kind of just giving you just a overall idea of what we're trying to put together here. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that, you know, as we go, we'll kind of figure it out little by little. We just kind of, we know how far, we know what we're doing here, and we know what we're doing maybe next month. Mm-hmm. But as far as that, we're still, you know, again, having a conversation with God to get to the next place. And again, so we hope that we really, that we can you know, catch your heart in this. And, you know, because with our ministry, like I said, we're trying to, even now, we're looking at trying to tell our story a little better. We've been doing this for like 7 years now, and all of a sudden, the way we do it needs to change. Some of the, you know, the people that we're reaching, we've been doing it for 7 years, so we have quite a few things going on. And so trying to figure out how to tell that story, how to do our, you know, to make sure that, you know, we have agriculture projects, and we have, you know, we're building the resource center in Bugesera, Rwanda. We have all these things going on, mm-hmm. but we haven't really put it out in a way where everybody understands what we're doing. So we're working on that as well. So even in the next few days and the next few weeks, you'll see some new updates come out, mm-hmm. some new information, a completely new reformatted website, mm-hmm. some updated stuff, and then even in doing this, we want you to be able to see that the whole idea of using social media in a positive way, we're trying to do that so that even our discipleship groups, our media teams in Rwanda and all, they will also be giving us, I guess you'd say, information or you know, they'll be partnering with us in things so that you do know exactly what's happening mm-hmm. with us in every part of the ministry. Mm-hmm. So we also want you to look forward to seeing that so you can see what, you know, what is Sent Ones International Ministries? What do we do? How can I get involved? Mm-hmm. These are all things. Can I go on a missions trip with you? Can I, you know, there's so many different ways that we can do that. And all of that you'll be able to see even in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to look forward to seeing how this actually goes as we go. Yeah. So
let's switch it up here a little bit. What was the vision that God gave you to start Sent Ones?
When I first started, one of the things that I did know, you know, that I was, you know, that I knew that I, when I started it, that I was supposed to go to Rwanda. Mm-hmm. I knew that. And I'd even had some prophetic words about the fact that I had a vision for what I was doing at the time, mm-hmm. but there was so much more of it that I would learn as I go, mm-hmm. because of the fact that you know, there was many parts of the ministry that I didn't even know. I just knew that I was going there. I knew that I was supposed to go to Rwanda. I knew that I was supposed to, I wanted to be able to take people on missions trips, even as it, when I was involved in the Four Square Church, even when I was involved in ministry over the years, I've always loved being on missions trips, taking them, watching what happens to someone when you ignite something in them, a passion. I wanted him to see. And so I've always said, you know, put your passion into action. That's what one of my giftings is. And so I had this vision of creating a ministry that would work with mostly the smaller churches or the small teams or people that just go to small churches, because most big churches, big denomination churches or anything like that, if it's a good sized church, for the most part, they're going to have a missions team, a missions board, a missions at. And so they do their missions. But the way that we do missions is so different, even from the time I started traveling with my spiritual mom, Belinda, the first few times, it was so different from any mission trip I'd ever done, because we don't go there and do service projects. Mm-hmm. We don't go there. We go there and, you know, what our passion was. And so to go, and I wanted to be able to take people and see them do something that they love. And you know, and my vision that God gave me was to, you know, to start a ministry that in Rwanda that was for the youth, but basically to give them a platform but we wouldn't use anybody famous. We wouldn't use anybody, I wouldn't bring anybody famous. We wouldn't hire any special singers. We wouldn't do any of that. That it would all just be just the nobodies, just like us, just the ordinary people. And so when I bring somebody from a team, so when I bring somebody from a youth group, or I bring somebody here, all those, just like you yourself, the first mm-hmm. time you came, you'd never done anything like that. Yeah. But to come and be the one that you're the speaker, you're the, you know, that's the whole point. But ignite something in them. And over the years, that was the vision. That's all we had at the time. And then even getting the vision to do the Youth Invasion Crusades, to which really isn't, when people think of that, we think these big crusades, it's really not. It's just equipping and training youth to transform the nations. And even in doing that, it was something we hadn't done before. Mm-hmm. But to get to share the vision with a bunch of youth in Rwanda, and everybody that did that from the time we started didn't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They just said yes. But that's kind of how it started. It's like everything we do and is from our point of a yes. And even this next thing, if we wouldn't be doing this, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, we say that all the time. We say, I'm all in, you know, or God, okay, I'm all in for you. Or, you know, he said, you know, but sometimes each time you say it, every year it seems to cost you a little bit more, because mm-hmm. if you knew what it cost. And I remember the other day I saw something where, you know, that was the whole point of your relationship with God can only go as far, even your all in can go only go as far as your yes. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't say yes. And so I really just did that. And then over the years, you know, as you know, it's been, you know, like 7 years, we have probably, if all the discipleship came together at one time, there's probably over 100 of them. We have these different committees, and we've been, you know, I think I've been to Rwanda like 18 times now. We've been, you know, but over the years I've been to South Africa and I've been to Ghana and traveling with my spiritual mom. We've been into Uganda and into Iceland, different places, but always learning, mm-hmm. always loving every part of the go. You know, not everybody wants to go for a month at a time or 2 months at a time. You know, some people just want to go for, you know, it's like, a lot of people like, hey, I have 2 weeks off work. That's what you've done sometimes. Yeah. But when we do that, that was my vision, to get people to come, just to let them come. And then, but the goal wasn't that they come and turned into a missionary mm-hmm. or did that. I wanted them to come and that it would activate something in them and they would realize that God could use them. Because sometimes if you can get them out of their comfort zone mm-hmm. here, somewhere else where they're, you know, not around people where they worry about rejection or anything else, and then God uses them, mm-hmm. they come back with something in them that stirs a passion in them. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it over and over again. I've seen some that have come with us and hey, they're off on they join YWAM, they do something, mm-hmm. some become missionaries. Mm-hmm. But my real vision was to just find people and just, you know, activate the gifts in them, help them find who they are, mm-hmm. and then do that. And so Sent Ones is not about just, you know, the missionary, but it's about equipping and training, you know, a generation. Mm-hmm. We do that, but it's also about each other. I mean, I continually grow. I love seeing people equipped, trained, and then, you know, as we say, equip, train, send, and release. Because again, if you're just doing, I mean, you've heard that statement, you know, the devil doesn't really care if you read your Bible, mm-hmm. and he doesn't really care if you go to church.
Yeah.
He cares when all of a sudden you start to be the church, mm-hmm. and you know, and that's where it makes a difference. We demonstrate the kingdom, and that's where, when we can get people, sometimes you just need to get them and you know, like someone did in me, we see the gift in someone and we pull it out of them. Mm-hmm. And if we can take them along the way, that's where it does. So as you go, you see a gift in someone, and you can do that even at work. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have you done that? Yeah. You see someone say, hey, I think you'd make a good supervisor. I think you'd make a good shift lead. I think, you know, you pull that gift out of them. And they're like, really? You know, I never thought about that. And then, you know, all of a sudden we do the same thing in the workplace that we do on a mission trip or in ministry. We find a gift in someone and pull that out of them. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, you can do it in a way where it's not about you always having to just preach the gospel mm-hmm. at them. And sometimes it's being mm-hmm. the church. And yeah. and so that's part of the whole point of, you know, around Sent Ones, I think, is the fact that we do, you know, we live the go, mm-hmm. that it's just as you go every day, trying to be that light in a dark place, to be, you know, like the Toby Mac song, he always says, you know, speak life, mm-hmm. you know, and it says that, you know, in a moment you can speak life or you can drain it in a conversation. And I think that's our passion for the, mm-hmm. the go is to make people, you know, to create more, you know, I said, you know, there just needs to be more hope, more love, more joy, more peace, you know, because in today's society, it seems even worse that we can't seem to get along. We can't seem to, you know, everybody's frustrated and angry. So when we started Sent Ones, you know, what it started out as years ago, it has evolved to so much more. We have more people engaged with us. We have built a whole lot of relationships, and it's still growing. That's why, like we're saying, we're trying to now tell the whole story, mm-hmm. because it does have so many different things that we do. And some people would say, well, you know, just because you're a nonprofit, but some nonprofits, you know, they bring, you know, they bring water, mm-hmm. or they do a specific thing. We kind of do some of everything. I mean, we go into a nation, what is the need? Mm-hmm. And then we try to meet the need. It says, you know, and that's what Jesus did. He went wherever Jesus went, he met them at their point of need and they followed him. And we try to model, you know, that we go into some place and what is it they need? Not our Western way of doing it or the way we do it, but we go into a community of, how can we help you? And then that's what we do. Well, I think the same thing we can do that in everyday life. How can I help somebody in my workplace? Mm-hmm. How can I be a light in that? And then the active part of walking it out.
Yeah.
Because I think that sometimes is it's easier sometimes that people think probably easier when they say, oh, well, sure, it's easy for you, mm-hmm. but I do know that, you know, having worked in the marketplace, having worked in the shipyards, worked in a lot of places, I understand that it was a whole lot of years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the same as now. But my wife spends a lot of her time every day. She's in the, you know, her mission field. Sometimes she comes with us. But other than that, her mission field is her workplace, mm-hmm. you know, and wherever we go. And so I think that's the part of the ministry that, you know, when it started, you know, it just seemed like, you know, you had a God just raised up. He gave us sons and daughters and he gave us, you know, the people to just say yes to the things we were doing because they believed in what God was doing. Mm-hmm. Again, because if it's your vision, it's not going to do much anyway. But when it's his, then it's like you're partnering with him to fulfill a dream. And that's what we've done. And I think that's the part of Sent Ones that makes it fun, that most of the people that are partnering with us, because they believe in what we're doing, because they're active in it. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, they get to run with it. They get to be part of something, which is what we want. Mm-hmm. We want someone to feel like they're a part of something. And again, you know, maybe through this podcast and maybe through some of these things, maybe we'll go into some communities we've not been into. Mm-hmm. We get to meet some people, start out with a podcast, but maybe we'll get some face to face. And, you know, that's kind of exciting as well. Because, you know, in 2019 to 2020, you know, I guess right into 2021 was, you know, it's been a little bit crazy for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so in some ways we've seen a lot of things that are just awful and horrific, but at the same time, we've seen God move. Mm-hmm. And I am excited about what's coming next. So I'm kind of excited about this. Like I said, we've been talking about it for so long that, you know, there's just a lot in here. And sometimes you're thinking like, wow, this could turn into, you know, some really fun conversations. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm really hoping. And I'm actually looking forward to us being able to better tell our story in the next few weeks as we're actually in the process of trying to better describe how the ministry works and what it does so that there's ways for people to get involved and it makes it easy for them to understand it. Mm-hmm. So I could go on for a long time, so I'm just going to stop.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I think it's definitely important to understand like the foundations of where we started and now where we're going to go. I mean, that's a whole conversation of itself.
Right.
But then now we're looking forward to the future, and that's like the unknown conversation of what can be and what will be.
You know? Right.
So yeah, this has been really good and really, it's just the cusp of what, you know, is right to come. And so, but we want to just invite you to join us in this conversation on the go and looking forward to more episodes. But like Steve said before, if there's a conversation that you want us to have, let us know in the comments of where you're listening to this and seeing this. And go like us on our social medias, follow us, and join a part of the go with us too.
Amen. So I just pray for all of you out there that are doing this. This is like our first time. I just pray that the Holy Spirit would, you know, that it would spark something in you, that it would ignite something in your hearts, that you would say, you know, that there's something that, about what we're trying to do and what God is saying in this, that even maybe as you're listening, you're like, hey, this is exactly something like I would be interested in doing. And if that connects you to us, well, then praise God, that's what we're looking for. So we just, I just pray that God would bless all of you. I pray that he would, you know, even as you listen to this, that you would go with greater conviction, that you would grow with a greater, you know, that it, God would ignite your heart and the Holy Spirit would speak to you and give you even some things to bless others as you go. And we just, I just thank God for that.
Thanks for joining our conversation today. I hope it encouraged you and gave you an idea of what is to come. Let's keep in touch too. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and visit us on our website at sentonesim.org.